Bloomington City Council members discuss whether it's time to open things up for more video gambling machines.
If a business can't make it on its own merits without video gambling, then they're a crappy business.
That's Councilmember Johnny Painter. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, July 16th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the Bloomington City Council deciding it needs more time and more information before deciding a plan of action on the video gambling license moratorium. WGLT's Mary Cullen was at last night's Committee of the Whole meeting and has this report.
Bloomington is still mulling over what to do about the city's year-and-a-half-long moratorium on new video gaming licenses. Council members agree video gambling has to be limited in some way. City staff presented council members with three options: limit the number of video gaming licenses, have no limit, or extend the moratorium for the third time. Councilmember Johnny Painter supports capping video gambling as it currently stands.
If a business can't make it on its own merits without video gambling, then they're a crappy business.
She says she's not anti-business. She's anti-building a business on the backs of the city's poorer residents. The city currently licenses 52 businesses with a combined total of 243 terminals. Painter wants it to stay that way. Unlike the town of Normal, the city's current laws do not allow for video gaming parlors. Video gaming cannot make up more than 50% of an establishment's revenue. Councilmember Scott Black suggests a pay-to-play approach.
There's X number of terminals, and I think that number would be about 250, so just a few more to speak to some of the concerns that we have. And every year you go out and you bid for your license, and if there's more people that want terminals than there are licenses, the price goes up.
Black says fraternal organizations like the VFW should be charged a lower price under his proposed framework. Councilmember Jamie Mathey disagrees with Black's plan, saying it would be too easy to outbid small businesses. The city's moratorium has been in place since February of last year. It's set to expire on September 1st. Councilmembers Jen Carrillo, Johnny Painter, and Donna Bolin will work with city staff to prepare a range of options ahead of next week's city council meeting. Despite a consensus to limit video gambling in some way, councilmembers expressed a desire to allow Parkview Inn to obtain a video gambling license. The restaurant previously held a license before a fire destroyed the building in 2016. It reopened earlier this year. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The Bloomington Fire Department is asking people to avoid University Avenue between Evans and McLean this morning. That's just east of the Illinois Wesleyan campus. They're cleaning up from a house fire that happened overnight. Town of Normal City Manager Pam Reese says that a conservative budgeting plan has put the town on solid financial ground. At last night's meeting, the town council approved an ordinance amending the operating and capital investment budget for the 2018-19 fiscal year. And the prosecution is expected to present its rebuttal witnesses today in the sentencing phase of the Brent Christensen trial in Peoria Federal Court. Defense attorneys presented their last witnesses yesterday, including Christensen's mother and sister. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. WGLT's news magazine Sound Ideas comes your way later today at noon and 6 p.m. Connect Transit just recorded its third best year of ridership ever, yet some of the community have been hammering Connect Transit for a price increase and route changes. In this Sound Ideas preview, Charlie Schlenker talks with Connect Transit GM Isaac Thorne about why.
I think it goes back to it's been 12 years since we talked about fare increases, and, you know, that's on me, that's on the board. That was a mistake that we made waiting 12 years, because the public at that point in time thinks that the fares are never going to increase. And so you have to at least look at those and increase them on a regular basis. It'd be much easier for us 12 years ago to say we should increase it a small amount every year or every few years instead of waiting 12 years without a fare increase.
Why, well, there were... three different managers of Connect Transit in that 12-year period. Yep. So why the wait?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, you always want to make sure you're taking care of your customers. And, you know, we think we're doing a benefit, or we're giving a benefit to the customers by not increasing the fares, making them very, very affordable. However, Connect Transit's set up differently in terms of funding than other agencies around us, such as Peoria, Springfield, Champaign. They're all transit authorities. They have the ability to tax, to bring in more revenue, and Connect Transit doesn't have that ability. So I think, you know, looking back 12 years, a lot of those agencies didn't raise fares. If they did, it was only by 25 cents in that time period. And Connect really never looked at it really, really hard to determine whether or not we should increase the fares. But I think looking back, that was a mistake over the last 12 years that we, by not doing it, that was a mistake.
Over the last 12 years, how much has the buying power of the fare decreased?
You know, we've added, it'd be hard to determine around the spot, but we've added, obviously, frequency. That's frequency of service. Our headways have moved from 60-minute service down to 30, and some routes have all the way to down to 15-minute service. So we've given our customers, obviously, a bigger bang for their dollar. They're getting more service for that $1 fare than they were, you know, 3 years ago. And that is something, you know, they repeatedly asked for is frequency of service, Sunday service, which we added in 2016. And they want buses that are going to be on time, getting them to, you know, work, medical appointments, and shopping on time.
More on Connect Transit coming up during Sound Ideas at noon and 6 p.m. today on WGLT. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Public Library Board meets at 5:30 p.m. today. On the agenda is discussion about library expansion and changes to the library's patron conduct policy. And the McLean County Board meets at 5:30 as well. On the agenda there is picking someone to fill the open District 2 seat and signing off on a plan to sue drug makers and distributors over the opioid epidemic. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.